We started off a little slow, but we picked it up. Guys are flying around. It was a hot day today. Probably one of the hottest days we'll probably see. But good work. We're out here. Guys are working. Everybody's here. Guys flying around. And, you know, really correcting the things we did in OTA.
Are you excited about this offense after getting under your belt for a couple of years with Rodgers and everything?
Absolutely. I think we're ready to get after it and get after it fast. Hit it rolling. You know, guys are on the same page, a lot of communication. That's the biggest thing. These mini camp practices, we've always talked about communicate. Coach has been emphasizing communication throughout the whole thing because we're really just correcting plays. You know, stuff we've been doing, and especially in this offense for years. So it's really just guys cleaning things up.
You got a smile on your face. You're having some fun out there.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, defense kind of guys, a couple plays, we get them back and forth. I'm having fun. You know, you want to finish strong and then you get that little break, you want to come back even better. But it's not bad. Coach, take care of us.
Aaron Rodgers seemed a little more comfortable in the offense this time.
Anytime you get another year in your belt, you know, of course you're going to feel more comfortable. He feels comfortable with the guys we have in there. He feels comfortable with the wide receivers. And I think it's because of the communication. He's been on the same page. We say when we communicate and we do the right thing, we're kind of unstoppable as an offense.
Ryan, is this off season? You know, last year you had the contract issue hanging out there all the time. Mm-hmm. Is this offseason a lot better, a lot productive, or is it easier to be Ryan Grant this?
Well, of course, it's better because I don't have to worry about that. You guys are still worrying about that. I don't even think about it. It's not a concern. I'm just playing football, doing my part to help this team win.
I mean, just comparing, is it like, God, this is kind of nice not having that?
Well, yeah, I don't have to think about it at all. I can just think about the football aspect and think about what I need to do individually and collectively to help the team, help the offense.
How did you grade your year last year, you think?
Grade it? How you grade it, Corey Hall? How you grade my year last year? I don't know. Inconsistent, I'd say, though. Inconsistent. I think there's always room to improve. Of course, staying healthy is the number one thing. You don't want to miss any games, but you know, there are things that I definitely want to work on and get back to. I've been focused on a lot on explosion, getting back. As long as my legs are healthy, I feel like I have that. So that's a major thing.
Ryan, kind of getting back with Larry. So, I mean, for the first time really since you came to this team, you're going to be running right out of the gate in mm-hmm. July for the first time. And that's got to be a big difference.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. It's actually might be my first real training camp. I'm looking forward to it. Guys are putting the work in. I'm excited about it. We're going to be moving fast as an offense. I'm going to be trying to move fast. I definitely feel comfortable with where we've gone offseason-wise, running the ball. So I'm looking forward to it.
Ryan, something that's been a little different is the offensive line. They're like making a concerted effort that the same guys work together all the time. They're not bouncing around.
Yeah.
As the guy right behind him, and your success is a direct reflection of what they do, that's got to be kind of nice. I mean, have you noticed that, and you see a little difference?
Absolutely. Noticing the same faces. And that's good. I think that gives reassurance and to have that continuity from a line sense. But at the same time, injury is part of the game, guys move in and out. So I like the fact that I feel comfortable with guys moving in and out. It's going to happen, just the way things go. But we have been able to build a continuity of the same guys across the line. So we're on the same page. Guys are playing well together.
Thanks.
No, actually, remember when I'm up in your
little things here and there. We're not tweaking, more adding things. You know, the base of our offense is in. Guys know it. Guys have really just kind of perfecting it now and fine-tuning things. There's always options, but adding some little things, adding different the way we do things. I'm in perfect shape, so absolutely not. No, it was definitely a hot one today. Guys were a little winded. I think we came out pretty good, though, for the most part. And it just prepares, it just gets you in better shape. So, being professionals, guys need to know how to handle that.
Ryan, you missed last year when you couldn't work out because of your contract stuff. How much, looking back, do you think that played a part in kind of the nagging things, and how much better do you feel this year?
I don't know. I don't look at it. It's in the past. I don't know if it hurt, helped, whatever. It happened. So I don't have any control over it. So it's not something that I even think about of compare it to it. There's no point in doing that. I think about now. I'm in a position where I can't work. I'm working. We're getting better as an offense, backfield. Guys are helping each other. That's the only thing I can ask for.
Given what you went through last year, how do you approach the time in between when you leave Wednesday until you come back for training camp? Make sure those things don't hit you again.
Yeah, well, I can just focus on ball. I don't got to worry about whether or not I am coming back. do some similar things. I know what I work on with my trainer and stuff like that. I still keep in contact with the trainers here. You do what you need to do to prepare yourself for camp. I've been doing it for long enough. I should be able to do that.